Harris considered just how Cecilia's sister could have that much influence with the crown.
Does, Ronnie look much like his father?
Yes, but that doesn't answer your real question. Ronnie's an RE, a registered embryo. Surely you have them.
I've heard of them.
It cost more than a year's salary to have an RE, and what you were paying for was not technology, but insurance. In this instance, it also meant that Ronnie had not resulted from a casual liaison. Anyway, my sister Berenice decided that I should take Ronnie on. She never approved of the way I live, and I was there, handy.
Because Captain Olin ran late.
Yes. Normally, I'm at the capital only for the family business meeting. In and out as fast as possible. This year, I missed the meeting, which meant my proxy voted my shares, and not as I would have wished, and arrived just in time for Ronnie's disgrace. These are not unconnected. It was apparently in celebrating his first opportunity to vote his own shares at the meeting that he overindulged and came to brag about the singer.
So your sister had your yacht redecorated?
And she is paying for Ronnie's expenses, up to a point. I'm supposed to be grateful.
Harris wondered what had caused the bad feeling in her family in the first place. She waited in attentive silence in case Lady Cecilia wanted to say more, but the older woman turned to ask the attendants to bring the suite. Harris was glad to see the last of the fruit and cheese, but not really interested in the suite. She wanted a few hours' sleep.
If you'll excuse me, I really need to check with the refitting crew aboard and my watch officer.
Oh, certainly. Go ahead.
Lady Cecilia's expression was carefully neutral. Did she think Harris was disgusted with her? Harris felt a surge of sympathy for the older woman.
I have a wager to win, remember?
That got the open smile she hoped for, and Lady Cecilia raised her glass in salute.
We shall see. I have the feeling you'll make an excellent horsewoman.
Oh, as the luck falls and my ability to push the refitters succeeds. See you later.
Lady Cecilia watched her captain leave the room and wondered what the woman really thought. Clearly, she had more qualifications than shipboard skills alone. She was well-read, she wore good clothes, she knew what to do with the array of eating utensils common to fine dining, and she had surprising tact. On the face of it, she would have made a far more compatible sister than Berenice. She let herself imagine the two of them riding side by side across the training fields, relaxing together over dinner. No, this woman never relaxed, not really. Her captain might snatch a few hours' sleep, but would doubtless dream of wiring diagrams and structural steel. She herself would follow this excellent dinner with a relaxing stroll in the hotel's excellent garden, and then sleep as long as she liked in her luxurious bed, with all its inventive amenities. Morning brought complications, as Cecilia had expected. This was not the first time one of her employees had died, just the first on her yacht, and by far the most violent. She had already contacted the legal firm recommended by her family's own solicitors. The bright-eyed young man in formal black had been waiting downstairs by the concierge's desk when she emerged from her bedroom and called for breakfast. She looked at the local time and did a double take. Mid-morning of main shift, and he had time to wait on her? She checked her captain's whereabouts while he was on the way up, and found, as she expected, that Serrano was back at work on the yacht.
Now, Lady Cecilia, I'm sure you're simply devastated by this, but let me assure you that our firm is experienced—
Wait! I'm going to eat breakfast, and you're welcome to join me, but no business until afterwards, though in fact I'm not devastated, and if you weren't experienced, you wouldn't have been recommended.
He fidgeted all through breakfast, refusing to eat. Finally, his nervous twitches got to her, and she gave up on the diced crustaceans in a puree of mixed tubers. It was mediocre anyway, too heavily flavored with dill and some local spice that burnt her tongue without offering a taste worth the pain. She finished with a large pastry and a silver bowl of some red jam, quite flavorful, and nodded to him.
Go on now. What's the damage?
Your crewman that was killed.
Environmental technician Nils Ickland. He disobeyed the captain's orders to wear his protective suit, opened a badly overfull sludge tank, and died of hydrogen sulfide poisoning. You have seen the data cubes.
Yes, ma'am. Lady Cecilia, Our senior partners reviewed them and feel that you have a very strong case for accidental death.
So what is the problem?
Well,
the young man fidgeted some more, and Lady Cecilia began to compose the memo she would send to the family solicitors, explaining why this firm was not suitable.
It's the union, ma'am. They think it's the captain's fault for sending him into a dangerous area, for inadequate supervision in allowing him to enter the area without his suit on. Particularly since your other crewman also did not have his suit properly on, and says that all the captain did was tell them to meet there, suited up.
And how was the captain to know that he would open the hatch before she got there? Why didn't he wait?
That's not the point. They're inclined to argue that the captain should have been there to enforce the order to suit up, or at least another officer. On larger vessels, of course, there would be a supervisor. Technically, Ickland held a supervisory rating, but he hadn't been acting in that capacity, and the maintenance logs and emergency drills...
That was Captain Olin's misconduct. Captain Serrano told me she had begun training crew and reestablishing the correct procedures.
But she hadn't completed that process yet. And that's what the union is arguing. I need to interview the captain.
She's aboard the ship overseeing the refitting. You'd have to suit up. Excuse me a moment.
It might be the office for me.
Cecilia waved him to silence as she pressed the button to her ear.
Sorry to bother you, but we have a new problem that may help solve an old one.
What's that?
The young man across from her looked as if he were trying to grow his ears longer. It gave him a very odd expression.
Mr. Brynear has found items in one of the scrubbers. It might explain why Ickland risked going in unsuited, and it might explain why Captain Olin connived at a fake maintenance procedure.
Her captain said no more. Cecilia hoped it was because she assumed her employer's innocence and intelligence both.
You would prefer to discuss this someplace else?
I would, but it is clearly a matter for law enforcement. Mr. Brynear has documented the discovery.
That meant law enforcement had already been summoned.
What could Captain Olin have been up to? Smuggling? But what?
Cecilia realized she had no idea how large a scrubber was or what would fit into it, but she couldn't ask over an unsecured comm line.
It seems I have a good chance to win our wager. Where shall I meet you? I have legal advice with me.
We could all come there, or you could come to the refitters. Your counsel should know.
We'll come.
Cecilia felt she had to have some refuge from conflict. She would meet trouble elsewhere. In a few brief phrases, she explained the little she understood to the young man, who gulped and asked permission to call back to his office.
While I change.
She headed for the bedroom and Mertis. What did one wear when one's crewman had died of an accident that might be related to smuggling, and the goods, whatever they were, had been found aboard one's yacht? What could convey innocence, outrage, and the determination to be a good citizen? She had never been skilled at this sort of thing. Berenice would have known instantly which scarf or pin, which pair of shoes would give the right impression. Cecilia opted for formal and dark, with a hat, which hid the unruly lock of hair that wanted to stand straight up from her head. When she emerged, the young man explained that a senior partner would meet her at the refitters. He would escort her there and hand over the case papers. Cecilia smiled at him and raged inwardly. They should have sent a senior partner in the first place. No doubt they were billing the family at the senior partner's rate. The gray-haired man outside the refitter's offices flicked a glance at the younger one that made him hand over his brief comp and then leave.
Ah, Lady Cecilia.
Yes, and your...
Sir Granzia. And you're quite right that we should not have sent a junior partner. We should have known that you would not call in legal help for a minor problem. And the individual who made that decision has been so informed.
He offered his arm. She took it.
Ah, I had wondered.
Cecilia let herself be guided into the front office of the refitters. Ser Granzia, it seemed, knew the way. His guidance was subtle but unmistakable. Cecilia noticed that the flat gray tweed carpet of the front office gave way to a flat utilitarian surface, dully reflecting the overhead lights. On either side, small offices stood open, cluttered with terminals, parts, schematics. She didn't recognize any of it. Around a corner, carpet reappeared, this time a rich green, much softer. Double doors at the end of the corridor led into a spacious conference room with a wide window to the same sort of view her hotel suite provided. Four people waited there, a tall man in conventional business attire, a shorter one in a rumpled coverall, a nondescript person no doubt representing law and order, and Captain Serrano. On the wide polished table that Cecilia recognized as Brazilwood lay a small packet, something lumpy encased in a bag or sack.
The owner, I presume? I'm Innes Odessen, madam. This is Chief Brynier, the individual in charge of your refitting. And Mr. Files, the local investigator for CENCOM.
Lady Cecilia de Marctosa Bellenvo, of the Aran Lake Sept, Fides de Berikloff.
Cecilia had not heard herself introduced formally for some time. Now she remembered why she disliked it so. It sounded silly. It could also go on another 5 lines or so if she didn't stop him. The complete formality gave the genetic makeup, political affiliations, and social standing of the male and female lines for 6 generations, but was usually reserved for those assumed to be ignorant of it and in need of awe.
And yes, I'm the owner.
The ship's registry lists you as Lady Cecilia Marctos. I presume that's equivalent?
Yes. The registry doesn't have room on the owner's line for all of it. I asked, and they said it would be adequate.
And you are the same Lady Cecilia to whom the yacht designated SY00021-38HOX was originally registered?
Yes, of course I am.
His gaze flicked from her to Captain Serrano and back.
Then I regret to inform you that your vessel has apparently been involved in illegal activities of a criminal nature. How long has this Captain Serrano been your commanding officer?
Since I left the court. I dismissed my former captain for incompetence and refusal to follow my orders, and Captain Serrano had just resigned from the regular space service. She had signed with the employment agency I use, and they recommended her highly.
And that agency is?
I don't see what this has to do with anything.
Whatever was going on, Cecilia was sure Captain Serrano hadn't been involved. The woman might be a stiff-necked military prig, but she wasn't any kind of a criminal.
Perhaps you would be kind enough to explain just what sort of illegal activity you are talking about.
Files pointed to the packet on the table.
Do you know what that is?
No. I suppose you are going to explain.
In good time, madam. You're sure you've never seen it before?
I told you I...
Excuse me, but if you are contemplating criminal charges against Lady Cecilia or her captain, you surely remember that you must inform them.
I know that. But if the lady had nothing to do with it, her answer might help.
I think she will answer no further questions until you have explained, to my satisfaction, what you think it is.
We believe it to be smuggled goods. It has not yet been subjected to forensic examination, but just glancing at it, my guess is proprietary data.
You mean trade secrets? Something an industrial spy might have made off with?
Possibly. Because proprietary data is secret, it...
Our secret.
Cecilia might not know much about industry, but she knew data was a plural noun.
Whatever you say, madam. Our secret. Anyway, theft is not reported. It may not be known. It's not like jewels in a vault.
Could it be military?
Cecilia looked at her captain, who looked back with dark, inscrutable eyes.
Possibly. Forensics will tell us.
Fleet should know.
Not even a ridiculous purple uniform could make Harris Serrano look unimportant. Cecilia tried to imagine her former captain in the same garb and realized that he'd have looked like a purple blimp straining at its tether. This woman, in his black, would have looked dangerous.
Fleet forensics could assist.
I'll be the judge of that.
Ser Granzia stirred at Cecilia's side. Files shot him a glance.
Did you have legal advice, Ser Granzia?
That, if it is possibly a military secret, the captain is correct. Some representatives should be present when it is examined in any detail. Otherwise, we may all find ourselves compromised. You remember, no doubt, the decision of Army versus Stellenbosch?
Very well. I will inform the local military attaché.
Perhaps we could wait while you do so.
Cecilia wondered if she was imagining the threat in his tone. Files flushed, asked for a comlink, and spoke into it. He set it back down with care, as if he really wanted to throw it through the wall, and said the attaché would be along shortly. Cecilia was in no mood to wait for more information.
Captain Serrano, can you tell me how this was found?
Yes. You remember that I authorized Velarsen and Company to exchange all damaged units from the environmental system rather than repairing them in place?
Of course.
That was for reasons of both time and safety. You may also recall that I had Mr. Brynier document the condition of those components to back up your damage claim on Diklos and Sons. Some components could be repaired, and we were to get a refund on those. In the process of examining the components removed, Mr. Brynier's technicians found items secreted in several. Most suggestively, in the scrubber which we were going to examine when Ickland was killed because he didn't have his suit on.
What does that have to do with it? Oh, he knew something was there, something you'd find?
We can't know, Lady Cecilia. There's a chain of occurrences that makes me suspicious of Ickland and possibly others formerly or presently in the crew. The system flush and recharge that Diklos and Sons didn't do. The curiously inefficient course your former captain set on the way to court, which made you late. Ickland's apparent haste to get to that scrubber before I did, at the cost of his own life.
You think he was smuggling something? Ickland and Captain Olin?
It's possible, madam. Ship's crews have been known to do so without an owner's knowledge. Of course, sometimes the owner is also involved.
Are you suggesting the Lady Cecilia was involved in any putative illegal act? Remember...
I remember the Sahil Tommaso ruling, Sir Granzia. I made no accusation. I merely answered what seemed to be Lady Cecilia's question. Now, procedurally, we must impound the evidence, which includes the location in which it was found. I'm afraid your ship is that location.
Cecilia could hardly believe her ears. Was everything against her?
Not so, Mr. Files. The scrubbers were not in the ship when the items were found. They had already been removed. All environmental system components are dockside. What's in the Sweet Delight is new and empty.
But that's where they were, on that ship with the contraband in them. There may be more hidden somewhere else. It doesn't matter where the scrubbers were when the evidence was actually found.
On the contrary, according to the rules of evidence in a list of rulings going back to Essex versus Jovian Mining Limited, impoundment of the container does not include impoundment of the vessel in which that container was transported, if the discovery occurred while the container was not aboard.
But we know the contraband was aboard!
But it doesn't matter, Mr. Files. The rulings are all clear, and all in favor of my client. I will be glad to get a local ruling, of course, but I'm sure it will uphold my client's position. Now, shall we contact Fleet? I believe it is better for us to do this together.